interesting. Hello, folks, and welcome to Dink and Dunk, a sports podcast named after Matt Nagy's playbook. Yeah, we went over it. He's no longer the coach, but we're guys that kind of know sports, so we'll act like you're wrong if we ever have a different opinion than you. We're going to give you some snackable 20-minute sports bits to listen to on that commute from your bed to your living room with mostly Chicago sports-centric content. I'm Jim.
And I'm John.
This podcast is brought to you by Highbrow Lowbrow. Odds are, if you're listening to this podcast, you already know about them. If not, though, give them a peek on Instagram at highbrow_lowbrow_, or you can just go to highbrow website or their Insta bio. Also, fun fact is that if you are in the Chicagoland area, or
I am,
John is, Caleb is,
I am.
If you have access to a plane, your own plane or car, want to come to Chicago, Highbrow Lowbrow has a meetup on March 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. Might go later, who knows. What they're offering, a special deal only for Highbrow Lowbrow, is that you get a $25 Wells and Drafts wristband deal. Come hang out at the Lincoln Tap Room, sponsored by Highbrow Lowbrow. I don't know if that's true.
And Lincoln Tap Room.
And Lincoln Tap Room.
And Arby's.
And Arby's.
Of course, Arby's. They actually had a sick new slogan. I forgot.
Okay. Talking Arby's?
Yeah, I can't think it off the top of my head. It's something about like dipping it.
I don't know.
Damn it.
We're dipping it, Arby's.
Da 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 da. We're dipping it. I'll find it later. It was great.
We should change our like little intro to Chicago sports and Arby's content. Centric content, yeah.
And while we're at it, we should probably change the Matt Nagy part too.
Yeah. I mean, it still plays, right?
Yeah.
He had a playbook.
It is a dink and dunk
he
playbook.
He probably still has a playbook.
I mean, if we never change it, I think that's like a legacy kind of thing.
Yeah, and if he was smart, he'd just light that playbook on fire and then go, I don't know, be a missionary and, wherever.
Probably Louisiana. If I had to guess.
Sure, Louisiana. They need some help. But it's been a while. I mean, Super Bowl happened.
The Rams
were
the better
everybody's
team.
Favorite NFL team.
Everyone, especially St. Louis folks.
Great fan base. Just gotta love Jalen Ramsey and all the good guys over there in LA.
Yeah, the team that signed all the really good players. Yeah, they won.
Yeah.
But I will say the Bengals put up a really good fight.
Winning.
Not what I thought was going to happen. And they put themselves in a pretty good spot to win the game. I just, let's go through your mind, John. 3rd and 1. You're the Bengals. Do you hand the ball off to Samaje Perine? You're the guy that says,
Run it at Aaron Donald.
Yeah. Hey, Joe Mixon, you're pretty good. Why don't you just take a seat? I'm going to put Samaje Perine in the game. He's going to run for a yard.
Yeah. I think the cool part about it is the Bengals were so freaking awful like 2 years ago, and you hit right at quarterback, and then, you get a few pieces in free agency, and you can be a really good team pretty darn fast. So as a Bears fan, it was good to see that, it all depends on Justin Fields, and he has to play better than he did at times last year, but it can happen quickly is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, it seems like if you have a really good quarterback and a competent head coach, you can do a lot of stuff. So,
woo, Super Bowl Bears.
Heard it here first.
So we got the offseason with the Bears. Lots and lots of questions. Ryan Poles got his work cut out ahead of him. My question to you is the Packers are pretty much have like the next 14 days. They're either going to spontaneously combust.
That one.
Or... I guess they'll just be the same team for the most part, but what would you give Davante Adams $30 million to come be, the Bears numero uno?
Davante Adams is pretty much at his prime right now.
Sure. And he's 29.
Yeah, 29. $30 million for Davante Adams. I mean, I don't want that. I think that our money is probably better spent elsewhere. Don't get me wrong, Davante Adams is arguably the best receiver in the league. I just, for what the Bears need and like I'd rather take that money, take our any capital we have, and grab a good O-line, a couple of good pieces of that. I just don't.
What about who else would you take? Would you take Godwin? Would you take Fuller, Crowder, Hilton, Juju Smith-Schuster? I don't know. The options are get a little dicey. Mike Williams.
Give me Gallup. Give me Michael Gallup.
Michael Gallup. Yeah. I like it. I mean,
so like here's
coming off an ACL, but whatever.
I mean, so here's my thing: is like we need receivers. I don't think we necessarily need, you know, the top free agents for. I think we just need someone that's better than Daz Newsome.
DJ Shark. He's down there.
I'm a sucker for DJ Shark.
Yeah, but, cool name.
We need a couple solid receivers because, I mean, we're going to get rid of A-Rob. Darnell Mooney's great, but we need more than Darnell Mooney.
All right. So, no Adams for you. So
you want him?
I'd take him if he's there.
For 30 mil?
I don't know. It's like he's generational talent. So apparently I was watching the Talking Heads on SportsCenter today. Rodgers has till March 8th to say, like, am I going to blow up the Packers or not? So everybody do your voodoo rain dances for the next 14 days or so and get him, I don't know, infiltrate his brain, send him to Denver or San Francisco or wherever the hell he's thinking.
I would love that because then we get to deal with Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, and Jordan Love. And that sounds amazing to me.
That does sound fun. all right. I got another game for you. This is Bears offseason.
I like this.
Yeah, I'm playing lots of games. Let's play a game. Okay. I got this little chart here. I'm not going to read it off to everyone. But basically, who can you cut or would you cut and who would you cut from this list of the guys that are eligible, basically? The top few are Khalil Mack, Robert Quinn, and Goldman. You can save, you know, $12 million for Mack, $5 million from Quinn. Then it gets a little, kind of more difficult. But you can only cut two of these guys.
Nick Foles is going to be my first one.
Yeah? Who's going to be our backup?
Did we get rid of Dalton?
Yeah, he's gone too already.
How did I not? Okay. I still don't like Nick Foles, so get rid of him.
Okay.
Because we can save, what is that, about $3 million. I also get rid of Tariq Cohen. I don't want. Those two, I don't want.
Get him out of here.
I guess it depends though, right? Because, well, with your, whatever you're going to say, are you factoring in that we would have Devontae Adams and would... Like we probably
no,
have to cut
I mean,
people,
I'm not
right?
counting on that.
Just clarifying, you know.
But, like, just to give us space, like, I would totally... I mean, I'd get rid of Eddie Goldman. You save $9 million. And the guy just, like... I don't think he likes football. Sorry, Caleb's cat just pretty much jumped on Jimmy's head. And he about shit himself. Jimmy, not the cat.
Both. Also the cat.
Also the cat.
Guilty.
Wow. Jimmy's, I didn't know the cat was Mike.
He's a little uncomfortable.
Mr.
Right
Binks.
Monsieur.
And then my other one, you know, I was like, I think they should run it back with Mack and Quinn was basically what I'm getting at. Like, I'm not ready to blow that up.
No, I think that...
it's scaling the wall. What is going on?
He'll leave, maybe.
I think that I agree. We should probably just keep the line how it is.
Caleb's got a naked cat, by the way, for visual sake.
I don't. So you wait. You said Goldman. Who else did you say?
I didn't cut my other person.
Oh, okay.
I don't. It's, you know, I don't want to talk about another man's job, but yeah. I mean, cut Cohen. Both of those guys are just like they don't really seem like they want to play football. But you know, this is just me reading the tea leaves.
Yeah, I think Cohen was a weird one because, like, if he was going to come back, he was good to go. And then I don't know if he, like, re-injured himself. And at this point, like, he doesn't do very much for our team that, like, one of our other running backs couldn't do, in my mind. Yeah.
He was fun there for a year, but
yeah,
moving on.
A little toy, you know?
All right, who do you want? Okay, let's play one more game.
Sexy toy. What? Yeah, that's fun.
Extend Roquan what? Or not extend Roquan?
We need to keep Roquan at all costs.
All costs, I agree.
I think he's by far our best defender.
Yeah, give him all the money. I'm not sure what a linebacker makes these days, but just give him all that. I think Darius Leonard got like, didn't he get like 90, 100 million bucks?
A lot of bucks, yeah.
Give him that. Keep him happy. He's a beast.
Glad we agree on that one.
Yeah.
Jim, ever since Binks jumped back there, I see you just constantly looking over your shoulder.
I feel him. You know, we're one now.
Jim's a little on edge here.
Yeah.
It was funny because, like, even before we started, I was like, I wonder if the cat's going to, like, jump up and go behind me. And
I wish I had a meow, and maybe I have a meow.
Meow. There you got it.
Whoa, nice.
Whoa.
Wow.
You got a dog, I see.
I don't have a, yeah. Well, I'll find it. I'm not going to tell you. So moving on to the Bulls, that's the Bears. We don't get them for, I think, 26 weeks. But then they're back. So, Bulls all-star break, you know, two all-stars in the, all-star game was just, it was good to see. I didn't watch any of it because
there's absolute garbage. I saw that they won by a point, right? LeBron James.
No idea.
Oh, okay.
No idea. But, I don't even think LaVine played in it.
I hope not, because his knee, I don't even know what's wrong with his knee. He didn't, Caleb?
No.
They don't know what's wrong with his knee, but like I think they're doing plasma treatment to
it. I think I know what's wrong.
What's wrong?
I think it just needed a weekend of rest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rest is best, as mommy says.
You know when
says.
You bump your knee and then you just sit on the couch for like a week and then it feels good?
Yeah.
I think it's just that.
Okay. I was super wrong. He did play in the All-Star game.
LaVine did?
Yeah. I don't know how much time I'd have to take.
I hope he just like jogged up and down the floor.
Like, dude, like why even play?
They should just turn it into like every sports All-Star game should just be them, I don't know, like playing Family Feud, and I'll stand by that.
would you watch the All-Star game if like all right. So new take on the All-Star game. What if the league voted on the worst players in the NBA, and then those players were one team?
Cristiano Felicio?
So like Felicio would be the captain of the worst team, and then the other team is like randomly picked just people that get to like put their name in a hat and then go get to play against these
like,
worst.
Like a draft, like a military draft.
These worst, like if you want to go for a chance to play in the All-Star game, you can play the worst players in the NBA and then see what happens. I don't think a lot of people would really watch that, or they'd make a lot.
Well,
of
yeah, I've seen the celebrity All-Star game. It's pretty much that.
That's fair.
Did you see Machine Gun Kelly out there? Just looked like an absolute goober. He is like 6'5". Like he looks massive, but I don't think he had ever played basketball before.
I fully don't expect someone named Machine Gun Kelly to have ever touched a basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
For the record, Zach LaVine played 11 minutes and he had 12 points.
Wow.
You know, I'm really glad Zach played then because, no, like, still, what the heck?
Yeah, it's a real morale booster. Well, they're, you know, the Bulls are tied for first in the East. I think the last time they, something like that, was like Derrick Rose, 2010 days. And
you said it.
They just signed Tristan Thompson.
I like it.
Which they really needed because they had that doofus.
The big guy
from North Carolina.
Like
yeah.
PJ?
So, I don't know what his name is. He just looks like a goober out there. But Tristan Thompson, watch out, everybody's wives. He might be impregnating them and then apologizing to Chloe. But yeah, he's sorely needed. And look, if the Bulls just get healthy, like LaVine, if he's truly hurt, the Bulls are absolutely screwed. But if not, why not us?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you kind of hope that someone's in Zach's head saying, "Hey, dude, just get healthy. We're gonna be at a top seed in the playoffs. Let's go win the playoffs."
I think P. Will is gonna be back. Yeah, I cut you off.
No, you're good. You're good. Oh. You probably know more than I do.
I think we just had an osmosis of the brains.
Yeah, Osmosis Jones.
Yeah,
he's here. yeah, but I mean, Patrick Williams back. Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
I'm second guessing myself now. I mean, that's exactly what we needed.
Tristan
so
Thomas.
I think everyone's getting healthy at the right time, and I think it's going to be a fun time to be a Bulls fan. Even more fun time to be a Bulls fan. There it is.
Nice.
Good baby.
Then there's the okay. That's Bulls. I mean, we got 23 games left, and it's playoffs, so it goes pretty quick. White Sox. There's nothing happening. I don't even know if the season's going to happen. What's going on there, apparently?
Just a lot of...
apparently nothing's happening.
Nothing at all. A lot of what-ifs. A lot of trade rumors.
They were supposed to play spring training baseball this week, and it didn't happen.
No.
It doesn't even seem close. So I don't know. It's kind of, it'd be kind of sad if they postpone the season, but
I just think it's weird that there's no spring training. Like, that to me, spring training is like, oh, we're getting pretty close to nicer weather here in Chicago, and I don't have that. So I have zero concept of time.
Like, I felt like it was summer today.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. Like, if the sun's out, it's summer. If it's not, then it could be January.
Well, just once it hits March 1st, I'm like, okay, spring is here. So
that's fine. That's in like less than a week.
Yeah,
exactly. It's in a week. Yeah,
spring is here. I was just looking. I was like, okay, what's Vegas doing to the White Sox at this point? Luis Robert has some juicy odds everywhere, whether it be MVP, hits leader, home runs leader, all that good stuff. There is there's some juicy stuff there.
You like the hits leader?
Yeah, so I'm like, just take them all. Parlay them all.
We saw he's fantastic. I mean, give him another year in the league. I don't see why not.
I don't know. Let's take it. Cash it.
That's a stake. Blackhawks?
Oh, you skipped the Cubs.
You got anything on the Cubs?
Is there a Chris Kindle market or something going on over there?
No, it's over.
It's over? Damn, they didn't have that going.
We almost had the meetup at Brickhouse Tavern. So, or whatever. I don't even know the bar's name. Just the one next to Wrigley in that little... Wow. There's nothing on the Cubs.
Right. Yeah, they got I think Carlos Zambrano. They should bring back like Carlos Zambrano or something at least to sell some tickets this year. At least tickets will be cheap, which is nice. They haven't been cheap in like many years.
I mean, you can't beat a game at Wrigley in the summer just out there, you know?
Yeah. Just out there.
Yeah.
Blackhawks?
Yeah, they suck.
They suck again.
They're pretty bad. They did call up one of their top prospect of their, I think it was, no, the 2020 draft maybe. His name is Lucas Reichel. He's from Germany.
Okay.
He's a left winger, and he really hasn't even been in the AHL for that long. But they called him up to what is called the Taxi League, which is to the taxi squad, which is essentially like the squad that you get pulled into right before you go to the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
So high hopes for this guy. He's not going to play on our fourth line. So I'm thinking they'll probably put him in. Maybe he gets to play with Taves, maybe DeBrincat, like one of those lines. Actually, I don't think he'd play DeBrincat because they're both left wing, but it's exciting. It's a young talent, gets to bring up, see how he plays. The last thing on the Blackhawks is, you know, they're kind of cleaning up shop with who is the face of their franchise. So Bobby Hall is no longer an ambassador.
Oh yeah.
So
what
if
do you do?
Bobby Hall is just like very old school. I think he's like, I'd be like 70 or 80, but throughout his career, there was some racism involved that he was linked back
to. Hate to see it.
There was a couple of domestic abuse.
You really hate to see it.
And so, like, this guy, you know, was our ambassador for a while, and it was kind of like, why have we not gotten rid of him? So we got rid of him.
Isn't the other Hall, like the Blues one?
They're both
just, like,
terrible,
drunk and like disorderly. Yeah.
The one that said we went Blues, and so, he's like, everyone says let's go Blues. Well, we went Blues. It's like, are you serious? Yeah. Heard. I saw that and I was like, people in a park heard that and cheered. Why?
It's Missouri, yeah. Baby.
Good for them.
He's like, that had to have came to him after like 12 beers. And he's like, instead of let's go Blues, keep with me, stay with me. What did he say? We go Blues.
We went Blues.
What do we say?
I just hear him being like, I bet you never saw this one coming.
We went Blues. that is terrible. All right, so.
Pot of greed.
As part of our draft segment, not to be drafted into the Russia-Ukraine war, but actually had an idea. Basically, we do a draft. It's kind of like Adam Sandler, Kevin James movie where it's a 5-on-5 basketball game at the end. But instead of drafting Happy Madison actors, we are drafting Second City comedians. So give me your starting five. You can position them if you'd like. You can play small ball, whatever you want to do. But we'll just go from there.
Okay. My starting five lineup.
Yeah, but let's go take them one at a time, because I can take players from you, and then you can take players from me.
Because
if you take like Chris Farley,
well, all right. So if my first pick, and I told Caleb before you got here, I said I don't
first
care.
Overall LeBron James.
First overall, I had
one.
He took the class
to take,
there.
I had to take him. That's true. I could pick myself, but
Jimmy Augustine.
I'm going with Mike Myers.
Okay. Wow, I had him, but I didn't think he'd go 1-1.
I had to, well,
he's versatile.
He's versatile. He can, if you think about it, he can actually play every single position.
Yeah.
Because for Austin Powers, he played like every single character.
Yeah.
So he's, wherever you need him, he is the glue of
fat
the team.
Bastard, you know, yeah. At center, and then he can slim down.
So
and...
I what I assumed is that every time I sub out Michael Myers, I can put him back in as a different different position.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's against
okay.
the rules.
I don't
think
know.
That's against the rules.
But you know, well, that's not to
look,
say
we're playing for the campground here for Adam Sandler's family.
But look, if I sub in Mike Myers as Mini-Me as my point guard, and then I put him back in as Fat Bastard, who's to say he's not a center now?
True. True. Yeah. Okay. Mike Myers, that's I respect the pick.
All right.
I think I'm going to go – I was going to take my center here and just go John Candy. He's just okay. – he's kind of like – he's kind of like Big Baby, you know, where like he's not tall, but he's just can move guys in and out of the lane.
That's fair.
You know, Farley would just be way too like – I don't know. I don't think he'd listen. He wouldn't be coachable.
Farley's
John
a cannonball.
Candy's coachable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Farley's just like doing dances and like he'd be good for like the Scooby-Doo play, but that's about it.
Yeah. He'd be like a good distraction guy.
Yeah.
And he'd probably just like run up there and be like, whippy. And then you'd like shoot a three. But my next player is going to be Bill Murray.
Okay.
I just feel like Bill Murray is probably one of the more.
He seems like he's tall.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's not.
We're not. Yeah, I think that Bill Murray is just one of the more athletic people that happen to be in a lot of sports movies.
Stellar athlete.
Yeah. I have his bio here.
Just has.
But, yeah, give me Bill. Give me Bill.
Okay. I was going to take my point guard here, just the rock of my team. I was going to take Amy Poehler. You know, she's just like, you know, at least she plays people that, you know, just good hearts, funny, like,
yeah,
people follow her. Like she just you know runs the team.
Yeah, she goes up against big opposition as seen in Parks and Rec.
Yes,
yeah,
yes. She's just the point woman.
She runs point. Anything right. else?
that's my pick.
All right, I'm gonna keep it lanky. I'm gonna go with.
I think it's a Soulja Boy song.
Keep it lanky. I'm gonna go with. Jason Sudeikis.
Okay.
Just another like very average sized guy that I think, you know, he seems athletic. He's Ted Lasso.
I like looked it up because I saw that he was in the one. He was in like the Las Vegas one. So I'm going to call it technicality there.
Oh, that.
Yeah. I think
technical
he was,
foul.
Groundlings, I want to say.
Yeah. Like,
which is
do we care about the Las Vegas one?
Las Vegas.
Okay, you're right. He did do the Chicago one.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Okay.
I thought
never
he was
mind.
From around Chicago.
Okay.
Legal play. Continue.
He would get his shit swatted by John Candy, by the way. I'm looking at this picture of this
John
man.
John Candy is a bitch. All right, no, let's be no. John Candy was like the polka guy.
He's not afraid to fight a coach either.
Dude, John Candy.
He's like John Howard would slap him and he'd punch him right
his
back.
Last name's Candy.
So okay,
that's it.
Ooh, not even the good kind.
Yeah, no, he's like a juju bee or something,
a cowtail. So is it my turn?
Yeah, we allowed Sudeikis.
Yeah, we allowed it. He did move to Chicago. I wonder where all these people lived. It's kind of funny to think about. I'm gonna take Ryan Stiles. You know who that is?
No.
He's the guy from Whose Line, the super tall dude.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. He's got, like, I got John Candy, like, you know, he's kind of like big baby, can move people out of the lane, but that's just the height. Plus, like, he's kind of a quiet dude, so, like, you know, not too intrusive personality with the team. Yeah. Plus, he's just, like, the tallest comedian I could possibly think of.
Yeah, I was frantically just trying to look up tall SNL people because I need them. Okay.
So that's my squad. I got the front line and I got the point guard. So John Candy, Styles in the paint, Amy Poehler bringing the ball up.
All right, so I have Sudeikis, Mike Myers.
6'6", that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Damn it. I have Sudeikis, Mike Myers, and Bill Murray. You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with David Kochner.
David Kochner.
And if you don't know who David Kochner is, he's the whammy guy from
That's a good
Ranker, man.
That's a good one.
Yeah. He is 6'2". And I know that he
And he knows a lot about sports.
Yeah, he is a homegrown boy.
Yeah.
He's from Texas. No, he's from Missouri. This is close enough.
Tomato.
What does it mean to be homegrown and from Texas?
He just seems like a big, burly farm man.
Okay.
And he is going to be my power forward / center if I can't find anyone bigger.
Whammy. Whammy.
Just imagine every time he makes a layup, he shouts whammy.
Yeah. I don't know if I thought I had a whammy on here, but I don't.
It's all right. I just did one.
What?
Okay. That's a good pick. So here at shooting guard, I think he's in semi-pro, but Tim Meadows.
Oh yeah.
So
why is that?
He's in a basketball movie.
All right.
And I think we just needed some athleticism.
All right, that's fair. You don't think that any of the other guys?
No, I didn't think so.
All right, that's fair. I mean, to be fair, you did sign like two. Actually, you signed two big beefy boys and then tiny Amy Poehler, so it makes sense.
Yeah, no, but it's well documented that Amy Poehler's like Tim Meadows is 5'8".
Yeah, he's like a shooting guard.
Yeah, shooting guard. He's just like he's like, remember Earl Boykins back in the day?
Oh yeah, he's your Earl Boykins.
He was Cornelius Banks in semi-pro.
Oh okay, yeah. All right. Well, last pick.
Yeah, round out the starting five.
Well, since I was able to snag Whammy, I think I got to pair him with Chris Farley down there as my 4-5 combo.
Damn. Yeah. You just got like two bowling balls back to back.
That, I mean, good luck.
I feel like you know Chris Farley would box out like super well.
They're basically, if you ever seen A Bug's Life, they're the two like roly polies that are in, like the circus.
Yeah, I mean Farley. Like I said, I think he'd box out. I think he'd hustle. He probably wouldn't listen, but. That's all you need. Trying to think what Cornelius Banks was in semi-pro, but can't get it for the life of me. Okay. So you took my Mike Myers pick, so I need...
You thought he was going to go last? That's
just... I don't know. He doesn't look athletic at all. So I thought maybe I was safe. So I think for my last pick, I am going to go... sorry, I'm looking at a list here. Andy Dick. Because
that's like the worst thing you could have chosen.
It's my last pick, and I didn't want to.
Like the worst guy.
But like you know. I wasn't going to go the obvious. You know what? I retract that.
No, you picked him.
And I'm going to go Eugene Levy because both,
Mr. Eyebrows.
Both of those guys probably hate basketball.
That's fair. All right, Eugene Levy it is. Damn. Who? Caleb, whose team would win?
Can I hear the starting five again?
Yeah. I have at, let's see here, at point guard, I kind of forgot my team already. At point guard, we're going to go Mike Myers. Shooting guard, Bill Murray. My wing is going to be Sudeikis, and then we're going to go with...
Sudeikis!
We're going to go...
for three.
My power forward is Chris Farley. And no, Chris Farley is my center. And then my power forward is Champ, the whammy guy.
Whammy! I got my point guard is Amy Poehler. Shooting guard, Tim Meadows. Small forward, Eugene Levy. Power forward, Ryan Stiles. And center, John Candy.
John, you're getting rocked.
What do you mean? I got a 6'6 guy. That's all that matters. Jimmy's got, how tall is Chris Farley?
The team is a nightmare.
It's not about drafting
Watch
the best
out.
Basketball
here, here comes
team.
John Candy in the lane. Well, Chris Farley's also dead, so I don't know.
Whoa.
Like, how does that
Chris
work?
Farley's 5'8", by the way.
Dude.
So good luck with him as your center.
Dude, he will own John Candy.
No way.
Yeah, he will.
John Candy's 6'2", and just as beefy.
Let me tell you about a thing called girth, my friend. Chris Farley
John
owns
Candy's
a lot of
he's got plenty
it.
Of girth. It doesn't list their weights, unfortunately, for
that's probably
for these
thing.
Guys. So
yeah.
Yeah, well, That's pretty much the draft. You can take one more bench player if you want.
Bench player?
Yeah.
All right. I've actually thought about this. Rick Moranis. He's the Honey We Shrunk the Kids guy.
And I did see that guy.
And
on
I
the
want.
List.
I don't care if he's good at basketball or not. I just want to see that guy on my bench.
Okay.
I feel like he's probably good at analytics or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I'll take Joan Rivers on my bench.
Okay. So she'll walk out to every player and she'll be like, Amy Poehler, what are you wearing? Let's see what the other team's wearing.
Yep, that's that's my bench player.
That's a good pick.
Hopefully she doesn't have to actually play. But yeah, that's the Second City 5-on-5.
Cool.
Should we flip a coin?
Sure.
Blue or other
blue.
Side?
Oh, dang, you saw it.
I did.
I guess you win. Till next time.
Till next time. That's all we have today, folks. Join us next time for some more questionable takes on Chicago sports. If any of this doinked your goalposts, then please like and subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And also check us out on Highbrow Lowbrow. Again, I'm just going to go ahead and plug our Highbrow Lowbrow event on March 5th. There's the beats. On March... Yeah, March 5th, I believe it was 7:30 to 10 p.m. at the Lincoln Tap Room.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Hell yeah.
They got darts and billiards.
And Arby's.
And Arby's.
Thanks for listening. This has been a Highbrow Lowbrow podcast. Make sure to check us out at highbrow-lowbrow.com. And as always, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Highbrow Lowbrow. All brows welcome.
I'll have to make sure my mom listens.